Hello, and welcome to Tales for Life. In each episode of this podcast, we'll explore a folk or fairy tale from a different culture or region and discover the life lessons, values, and morals they offer that we can use today. Join me on the journey through the magical and meaningful world of folk and fairy tales. Hello, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Tales for Life, the podcast that journeys through life one tale at a time. Today we're journeying back to one of the oldest collections of stories in the world for an episode I've titled, Intelligence is Power. We often think of power as something loud, muscles flexed, voices raised, commands obeyed. But there's another kind of power, quieter and more enduring, intelligence. Not just the kind measured by grades or titles, but the kind that notices, reflects, and responds with care. Intelligence is the ability to pause before reacting, to see patterns others miss, to choose a path that isn't obvious but proves wise. It's the power to shape outcomes not through force, but through insight. And here's the thing. We all have access to that kind of power. Every one of us. It doesn't depend on size, status, or circumstance. It lives in the questions we ask, the choices we make, the way we treat others when no one's watching. Intelligence isn't just knowing, it's knowing what matters. And when we act from that place, we become powerful in ways that ripple far beyond ourselves. Today's story is a reminder of that. It's about a creature who seems small and outmatched, yet finds a way to protect the many by thinking differently. But it's not just about the hare. It's about all of us. Anyone who's ever faced something bigger than themselves and wondered, "What can I do?" Sometimes, the answer isn't to fight harder, it's to think better. From India's Panchatantra, this is the story of the lion and the hare. In the jungle, there lived a lion by the name of Basudaka. He was very powerful and used to kill the other animals indiscriminately. One day, all the antelopes, boars, buffaloes, hares, and the rest went together to the lion and said, "Master, why do you persist in killing so many of us every day so unnecessarily, when one animal would satisfy your hunger? Please, come to an understanding with us. From today onward, we promise to send to your lair one animal every day for your food, if in return you guarantee that we shall be able to wander about unmolested in the jungle. In this way, you will have no trouble maintaining yourself, and we won't be killed so indiscriminately." When he had finished listening to this, Basudaka said, "It's very true what you say, but if I don't receive one animal every day, I shall eat every one of you." The animals promised that they would keep their word. Accordingly, every day they drew lots, sent one animal to the lion, and roamed in the jungle unafraid. One day, it was the hare's turn. Forced by the other animals, he made his way to the lion, slowly and very much against his will. On the way, the hare was considering how he might kill the lion when he came to a well. He leapt up on the edge and saw his reflection in the water. At this, he thought to himself, "Now I know a way that won't fail. I'll deceive the lion and make him fall into the well." By the time the hare reached the lion, the sun was setting. Basudaka was in a fury because he had been kept waiting. He licked his lips hungrily and said to himself, "The first thing I'll do tomorrow is kill all those animals." When he was thinking this, the hare came slowly and stood before him. The lion flared up and began to shout at him. "You miserable creature! First, you are too small, and secondly, you are late. Well, for this, I'm going to kill you immediately, and I'll kill the rest of them in the jungle tomorrow morning." "Master," replied the hare very humbly, "it is not my fault, nor the fault of the other animals. Please listen, and I will explain."
"Hurry up and tell me before I crush you," said the lion.
"Well," said the hare, "today it fell to my lot to come to you. Because I am small, they sent 4 other hares with me. On the way, a huge lion came out of its den and cried,
'Ho, you! Where are you going? Call upon your chosen deity.'
And I said, 'Sir, we are all going to our master Basuraka at the appointed time to fulfill our promise.'
And he said, 'Who is this Basuraka? I'm the master of the jungle. You should fulfill your promises only to me. Basuraka is an impostor. I shall hold 4 of you hares as hostages while you,'"
meaning me,
"'go and challenge Basuraka to a trial of strength with me. Whoever turns out to be stronger deserves to be king of the jungle, and only he shall eat all the hares.'"
"And so," continued the hare, "I have come to you as he ordered me to. That is why I am late. Now, do as you think best."
When he heard this, Basuraka said, "Friend, if this is true, then take me to this pretender immediately, so that I can pour out on him all my rage against you, and then I shall be quiet."
"Master," said the hare, "it is the truth, but this lion lives in a stronghold. It's difficult to attack someone who is hiding in a stronghold, for they say a single archer behind the wall of a castle can fight 100 men of the enemy."
When he heard this, Basuraka replied, "Friend, he may have hidden himself in this stronghold, but just show him to me and I'll kill him, for they say, suppress your enemies and diseases at the very beginning, or they will become strong and destroy you."
"That's true," said the hare, "but I've seen him. He is very strong. It would be unwise of you to approach him without finding out exactly what his strength is, for they say, he who attacks an enemy without knowing his strength is sure to be destroyed like a moth in the fire."
"That's not your concern," said Basuraka. "Just take me to him."
"Very well then," said the hare, "come with me." The hare went ahead so as to lead the lion to the well. When they reached the well, the hare said to the lion, "My lord, who can withstand your power? The impostor has seen you coming and has hidden himself in his stronghold." And the hare pointed out the well. The foolish lion saw his reflection in the water and imagined that it was his enemy. He roared fearfully, and at once his roar was doubly re-echoed from the well. Furious at the other lion, he leaped in upon him and was drowned. Very pleased with himself, the hare went back to the jungle and told the other animals what had happened. They showered him with praise, and all lived happily ever after. So, what do we take from this ancient tale? First, that intelligence has always been valued. Not just in books or classrooms, but in the everyday challenges of life. This story has been told for nearly 2,000 years, and it still speaks to something true, that cleverness, observation, and thoughtful action can change the course of events, even when the odds seem impossible. The lion shows us that raw power might get you to the top, but it won't keep you there. Sooner or later, someone stronger, smarter, or simply more aware will challenge that dominance. And the hare? He reminds us that intelligence isn't limited by size, appearance, or status. It's not reserved for the loudest voice or the biggest presence. It lives in all of us. In the noticing, the thinking, the moment we say, "I need to do something," and then figure out how. because recognizing a problem is only the beginning. Without a plan, insight is just worry. And without action, even the best plan is just the dream. That action doesn't have to be dramatic. It might be a conversation, a decision, a shift in direction. But it has to happen. Otherwise, the moment passes, and the lion, whatever lion you're facing, stays in charge. So if you're facing something that feels bigger than you, whether it's a challenge at work, a tough conversation, or just the weight of the week, remember this. You've got more power than you think. Not the kind that shouts, but the kind that sees, understands, and moves forward. Intelligence is power, and it's already yours. Thanks for listening to Tales for Life. I hope this story gave you something to think about. Maybe a new way to look at a challenge, or just a reminder that being thoughtful and strategic can go a long way. Take it easy, and we'll catch you next time with another episode and another story that's got a little more going on than meets the eye.